One of the advertisements produced by the Spanish government starts with a close-up of a crying mother. Speaking in one of Senegal's national languages, Wolof, she says she has not seen her son for 8 months. The scene then moves to a boy lying face down on the rocks, apparently dead. The 45-second ad ends with a popular Senegalese singer, Youssou N'Dour, sitting in a boat. The singer tells viewers that everyone knows the story ends with thousands of destroyed families. He asks the viewer not to risk his life for nothing. Last year, more than 30,000 boat migrants reached Spain. Spanish officials estimate about 6,000 died at sea, but migrants like Ndongo Fai, who are sent back to Africa, say the number is much higher. Fai lives with dozens of family members in a part of the capital called the city's second airport because of the large number of migrants who leave from its shores. The 26-year-old says he tried to go to Spain 4 times in fishing canoes, spending a total of about $3,000. He says he finally made it, but Spanish authorities sent him home after a 1-month detention. After watching an advertisement at a nearby cyber cafe, Fai says it will not deter young people determined to leave.
It is sad because what the mother says is true. She says her son was supposed to take care of her, but how can he help her with empty pocket? He had to leave. My own father said the same thing to me. He said, if I live and die, who will support him? I replied, the good Lord will take better care of him than I could.
Laurent Deboeck, with the International Office of Migration for West Africa, says his organization has tried television campaigns against clandestine migration in Cameroon, Nigeria, Ghana, Mali, and Niger.
You know that you can't reach a certain number of people. What I mean is that you have people who will never listen because they are persuaded that everything which comes from outside, and basically from an organization like ours, or from the government, from an NGO, whoever, is not true, that they know their success will be migrated.
Former migrant Fai says the Spanish advertisements would work better if they had former migrants sharing personal horror stories at sea. After losing many friends, Fai says he will stay in Senegal and look for work. He says it would be more helpful if Spain invested the more than $1 million spent on the advertisements to create jobs for young Africans. The Spanish government recently began employing hundreds of Senegalese workers on 1-year work visas. Spain has signed agreements with Gambia and Guinea-Bissau to open job training centers, promising to eventually hire some of the center's graduates. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.